everybody.
What's happening? It's your boy J Omega SO on every social media network.
Social media? Wow.
Social media network.
It's your boy Sayer. Hey, I actually fixed my IG. So now IG, SoundCloud, and Twitter is all Sayer SO. None of that underscore stuff. Just unfortunately, Snapchat, I can't change the shit. So it's still just Sayer underscore SO.
Baby steps, man. Baby steps.
We trying, man.
You working. You getting there, man. You getting there.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, man, we haven't really gotten into how our weeks have been in a while. I think we kind of just been jumping into the episode all willy-nilly lately.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, man, so, you know, getting back to tradition, how was your week, man? How was your last 7 days, bro?
I like what you're doing.
How was your last 7 days?
First of all, let me start this off by saying I am never drinking Everclear again, because pretty much I'm going to go off of when we ended off last episode. Listen, first of all,
somebody throw tomatoes at this motherfucker.
Yo, listen.
Yo, throw tomato. Get on Twitter and put mad tomato emojis on this nigga. Tag this nigga and put mad tomato emojis.
Listen. The shit was, it was smooth when I drank it. I didn't feel right after drinking the shit. It was just sitting in my stomach. I felt minor heartburn. And then I went home and I ate something. And again, I don't know. It might have just been what I ate. But TMI, I'm sorry, y'all. I was throwing up all night.
Little bitch.
All night.
Tomato emoji.
Listen, again, I'm not a drinker like my guy J.O. here. I'm a sipper. I'm a sipper. Lost your mind. I'm a sipper. I like to just have my glass there. I sip on my Henny and I'm good.
Like an old fucking like an old man.
I'm washed.
Like a nigga with 4 kids, nigga.
Jay is like, what could get me fucked up fast? Let's go. Everclear 5 shots. No, nigga, I'm just not about that life. My liver is not as strong as yours. I guess that's what it is. So anyway, I am not drinking Everclear again. And also, let me just say, there's been a few people that I told them, I'm like, yo, I drank Everclear. And they're like, the fuck is wrong with you?
You know what it is, guys? I got to put in this quick disclaimer, because I looked up Everclear because somebody at my job said the same thing. They was like, yo, you drank Everclear, you're fucking crazy. Mm. And I was like, yo, man, it's only 151 proof. It's not that bad. And they were like, nah, Everclear is like 200 proof. And I'm like, you're wilding. So at that point, I realized, I'm like, damn, maybe this isn't the Everclear that everybody's talking about. And I looked it up and I found out that there is a stronger version of Everclear. So we ain't even had the strongest version.
Listen, I've had 151 before and I've been good. I'm gonna toss it up and say whatever I ate just ain't settled right. I don't know. Or maybe it's just Everclear, since it's that grain alcohol or whatever the fuck it is. Just did not settle with me white, man.
White?
Oh, man.
White?
I was hoping you didn't hear
it
that.
It didn't settle with
I
you white.
I said that and I was just like, God damn
it. It ain't settled with you white.
Oh,
Black
shit.
Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter, everybody. Shit. It didn't settle with them white.
Anyway, the rest of the week, man, just been working. Over the weekend, I took a TRX plyo class with the missus. She likes to go to the gym and take classes. I like go and just lift and maybe just do some cardio.
That's why you're getting bigger.
No, my guy, I really haven't been lifting like that.
I was
that.
Telling Sayed before the show that he's getting bigger. He tried to blame it on an extra schmedium shirt. Let me tell you something.
I'm wearing a schmedium shirt today.
Let me tell you something. I am the king of extra schmedium shirts. I know a schmedium when I see one. His shirt is 3XL.
No, it's really not.
And he's busting through it.
Listen, this is all. It's also Ralph Lauren. You know what I mean?
Oh, fuck. Well, okay. I don't give a fuck. Nigga, it's Ralph Lauren.
It's a medium large.
What's that supposed to be?
It's a medium large.
I guess Ralph Lauren.
They run a little
Ralph Lauren at 3X is really a medium.
It's not a 3X. Yo, this shit is right. Oh, whatever, Jay. You got something else, man.
His sleeve is cuffing his under armpit.
Yo, when I threw this shit on, I looked, I was just like,
yeah. All
right, Jay's going to let the jokes fly, but whatever, it is what it is. Nah. I even thought about just keeping my hoodie on, but it just stays hot up here.
Nah.
Anyway, the plyo class is crazy. Nigga, he started us off doing lunges up and down that little turf field over in Retro.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we did that 4 times back and forth. Okay. That was rough. And then it was like, all right, a little circuit. So nigga, he had us doing like box jumps, squats. Then the TRX shit is like those cables.
Yeah,
where
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, so he had us doing rows. And then from the row, you would go and do a push-up.
Uh-huh.
Crazy. Now, I'm here showing my ass. Because he's like, oh, box jumps. I'm like, nigga, I'm athletic. I got this.
No, you're wilding. You're also 500 pounds of muscle.
So listen, the first round, and it's a minute. I'm doing the box jumps. I did the whole minute. I'm like, yo, I'm good. Then I went and did the squats. Because it's like squats, but like you go and you sit on the box,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
pause? Not pause. Anyway, so then the next round, we did 6 rounds of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to doing the box jumps. I'm like, yo, I got this. I got through like 2. I was like, yo, you know what? I'm just going to do these step-ups. I'm going to be straight. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm good. Anyway, whole point is the next 2 days, I was sore as shit. You know what I mean?
Little bitch, can't drink, can't work
nigga,
out.
Nigga, I dare you to try to do the class.
Can't do nothing. Nah, and, I would die doing the class.
Hold on, I die. Let me tell you.
That's why I'm not doing the class.
There was a few times where I was like, oh, about to throw up again. Had to go get some water and like chill between like the 20 seconds that he gave us. But yeah, nah, and besides that, the missus has been doing her thing in the gym. She's following a program. She's down 20 pounds. Salute to her. She's still at it. I'm still stuck at the fucking weight that I lost before. My diet sucks. Whatever.
I'm not even going to get on you.
Yeah,
right
nah, we've been through this. And everybody has heard us go through this.
I ain't going
to
do it.
Real quick, shout out to Nike for dropping all the heat that I want while I'm broke. Fuck you guys.
I'm not even sympathetic for you, okay? Last pair of sneakers I bought was the taxis, probably.
Okay, and I want the taxis.
Well, guess
okay?
what? You could have bought them.
I was probably broke all
right?
at the time.
No,
all right?
You tried, I think.
No,
you
nah, tried. I might have been broke.
You was unsuccessful, I believe.
Whatever, man. Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, so that's it for me.
Can we
man.
Get into my fucking week? Shit.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Minutes, people, he took on his fucking week, all right? My yeah, week was like, very quick.
You sound like a hater, man. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
I'm a hater because I'm boring. Let me tell you about my week. It's seven minutes and 25 seconds.
Let me also point out, in the second episode, your week went for like a good 20 minutes, although it was interesting.
Maybe
but proceed.
I was going to say, maybe I had something interesting. Yeah, that was when I went to Philly. Anyway, this past week, I really ain't do shit. All I've been doing was going to work, going to the gym, lifting. I will say this. I actually started doing cardio again. And when I say started, I mean yesterday. So
I'm here thinking like, yo, I've been at it for like a week.
Yep. In my mind, I have. Yesterday, I ran. I did sprints. I ran on about 12 on a treadmill for 10 seconds, hopped off.
Oh, I was about to say, oh, my
nigga. No. I ran for 10 seconds, hopped off, rested for 10, got back on, ran for 10. It was 10 on, 10 off. But I will tell you this. I did that 10 rounds. I was sweating. I was dying. And prior to that, I was on the elliptical for 4 miles.
Okay,
I did the elliptical for 4 miles. For about a half hour, I did 4 miles. And then I hopped on the treadmill, ran 10 seconds on and off. And it equaled about a little over a mile. But the thing about the elliptical is, I mean, not the elliptical, but the thing about the treadmill is even if you're not running on it, it's still thinking that you're running. So I don't know how much I actually did, but.
You're going to get flamed for that, by the way.
Yeah, whatever, man. I mean, I really don't know exactly. You really don't ever know exactly what calories you're burning or anything because it's just automated, you know, based off of what you input, you know. But anyway. Gym work. I started watching a new show.
Oh yeah, I wanted to get into
on
that.
Netflix. Mm-hmm. How to Get Away with Murder.
Ah,
a lot of people been talking about this show, man.
Yo, this one dude at my job keeps telling me like, "Yo, have you watched it yet?" And I'm like, "Nah."
I tell you what, I didn't want to watch it because it's just another show. It's for me, I was like, I don't need another scandal on my plate. That's exactly what I said. I don't need another scandal. But I tell you what, man, I was watching it because Quana was like, everybody's been telling me to watch this. So I think Sunday or whatever, she just put it on. And I'm like, whatever, I don't care. I'm not watching this. I pretended I was in my phone. And, you know, eventually I was just like, Damn, these motherfuckers is crazy. Yeah. Damn, this bitch is crazy. Oh, shit. Oh, what? Hey, oh, this is crazy. Next thing you know,
you into it.
4 episodes in, I was like, eh, you know, it's cool. I caught myself, like, I woke up to go to work Monday. I caught myself wondering what was going to happen. And I was like, hooked. Fuck, man. Now hooked. I'm fucking hooked. Yeah, and yeah. I'm hooked. So I'm still only 4 episodes in. I haven't watched any more of it since Sunday, but that's a new show. I recommend it, I guess. I mean, it seems like it's going to be lit.
I watched the first episode of it when it first premiered.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting there like, what the fuck is going on? And fuck this show, and I'm not going to watch it again. And then the dude that I work with who, like, tells me, like, yo, you got to watch it. He goes, yeah, the first episode was a little crazy, but the rest of the season kind of breaks down what was going on. So I was just like, oh, all right. So I do need to give it a chance.
What I did notice is there's a lot of, I won't say a lot, maybe for me because I'm heterosexual, but from what I saw, there's a lot of homosexuality in it. Mm. And I feel like that's a consistent theme amongst a lot of new sitcoms and new shows.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily have a problem with it. It just kind of makes me wonder if this is purposely being done.
I think it's purposely getting done now because that's just like Empire.
Yeah.
That's just like, what show did we just watch that they did some random gay shit? Oh, The Walking Dead. They did that shit when that one chick.
Yes, with the chicks. Yeah, we're going to get into that
just,
later.
Yeah, I was just
and
like,
I think, right. But that's what makes me wonder, is it being done purposely because LGBT is an emphasized thing today?
It is. I think that's what it
because
is.
We have your Caitlyn Jenners, you have, you know, all of your, mm-hmm. you have these walks happening, you have all, you know, there's a lot of stuff surrounding the LGBT community and kind of awareness, you know, wise. Yeah. So it makes me wonder, is it being done purposely? Because I know with the writer for Empire, Lee Daniels, I believe, he's Daniels. Actually gay. Mm-hmm. So I, it's not, it doesn't confuse me as much because he wants to incorporate that culture. But with this, everything you see, and again, I don't have a problem with it necessarily. Obviously it kind of makes me cringe a little bit, but again, that's because I'm straight.
Yeah.
But it's just it's a constant theme. I just figured I'd throw that out there.
I think they're just making it more, they're bringing it more to the public eye now, I guess. And again, I don't have a problem with it. I think Empire is doing a bit much, but again, it is what it is. I mean, I got nothing against it, but just sometimes I watch it. I guess because the main character
is gay. It's almost
like,
you know what it is? It's more like a Here We Go Again thing.
Yeah.
But you know what? A lot of, from the beginning of time, things like that have been happening. Mm. There was a time when women weren't able to perform on Broadway. Mm. There was a time when men played the female roles.
Okay.
You know, back in the Shakespeare times, men played female roles. So imagine when women actually started to take the stage. I'm sure men everywhere were like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. Like, they got the right to do this? Mm. And then when females started to take, primary roles in movies and shows, men everywhere probably like, what the hell's going on? And don't let me get started on black people in show business, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure there was a time when it was unheard of for black people. So I feel like this is just another one of those things, like,
well, for now, black people, and it not be labeled as urban.
Exactly. Just the fact that we are there, we were just talking about this in the pre-roll, but Do the Right Thing, it was an urban film, but guess what? It was a classic film. It's just at that time, it's like, man, I can't believe that these people, they would say, right? Mm. These people are getting so much attention. So now it's almost like that's what's happening with LGBT. Yeah. We right now are like, what the hell is going on? I'm sure it's,
give it like 5 years,
yeah,
and it's,
man,
gonna
it's,
be the norm.
It is what it is.
And they're making it the norm.
They
now
are. But it's funny because I never really thought of it that way. I never experienced shit like that happening right in front of my face. But that's just what it is, man. Yeah. It is what it is. Yeah. It's like new music when it comes. Like, mumble music is hot now, I guess.
We've been through that. All right, so yeah, I got to check the show out then, man.
But that was my week. Yeah, I would recommend the show.
The only other show that I've been watching, and it's fairly new, and it's kind of dope so far, is Supergirl.
I've been meaning to kill you over Supergirl, by the way.
Why?
Because I got a personal problem with you. I got a personal problem with you. I don't have the I don't have the same problem with JP. Mm-hmm. I have a personal problem with you.
Go ahead.
Because JP is very single and tunnel vision, and he's single minded and he's tunnel vision. Mm-hmm. You are not. So you have the nerve to make fun of me around JP for not watching. You make fun of me around JP for not watching all the gangster shit. Like when I said I hadn't watched Narcos yet, he's like, oh yeah, because you busy watching the Big Bang Theory. You busy watching all of this flame shit. Like, what the fuck? You watching it? Come on now. Oh, you not even. I wasn't even going to talk to you about it because you don't watch shit like that. And I'm like, fuck you mean?
I don't be like that. It'd be more around, JP
nah,
that be coming at nah, your neck
nah,
like
nah,
that.
Nah. It'd be you. You're the one who brought up Narcos to JP. You like JP. You're trying to defend yourself. You like, JP, have you watched Narcos? I'm like, I tried to put that.
You're the one who responded.
I'm like, I don't know about JP, but I'm excited to watch it. And you're like, oh, I wouldn't have even asked you because you watch shit like Bill Nye the Science Guy. And you over here watching Supergirl, my nigga.
Yo, it's
I don't doubt that it's hot. I don't doubt that it's hot. I would watch it. My whole thing is I also wouldn't make fun of you for watching something like it and not watching.
What's the difference between her and like Superman and like Smallville and shit like that?
I would watch
a woman.
No, I would watch Superman and Smallville. My whole thing is JP wouldn't watch Supergirl. I know.
I don't live by this nigga JP. Whatever
no, it's
he
not,
says,
it's not. No, it's not about living by him. But I feel like you put me in a category of a nigga that watches weirdo shit that everybody else doesn't watch. Meanwhile, I guarantee half of your friends ain't even thinking about Supergirl. So you in the same category as me, my nigga.
No, no, no.
You in the same category as me, but you put me in a different category. That's what I have a problem with.
There's certain shows that like you watch that I just don't. Watch.
Like what, nigga? How I Met Your Mother?
How I Met Your Mother?
You would love it though, and that's what kills me.
I've tried to watch. I've tried to watch it.
Friends.
I never really
watched. You would love it.
You see what I mean? I never watched. People, I get flamed for this all the time. I didn't grow up watching Dragon Ball Z. I never watched Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
All right.
You are a deprived young adult.
I watched The Wire.
Oh my God. But you know what? You're watching Supergirl.
Nah.
Okay, we're talking about comic book.
Okay.
Nerds around the world. Love this type of shit.
I grew up, I love comics growing up. All right. So I said Big Bang. Oh. How I Met Your Mother. What's that movie with not the movie, the show with Al Bundy?
Mary, which you're talking about Modern Family.
Modern Family.
Dope show. It's funny, man.
I just named four or five shows
Let me ask you this. When you were coming up, did you watch sitcoms like Married with Children?
I did watch Married with Children.
Same type of shit. It's not just Modern Family. The reason I don't say like Family Matters and The Cosby Show, I'm trying to stay away from more of the urban ethnic shows because maybe everyone that kind of grew up that way watched Fresh Prince and Martin because of the fact that we could relate to it. I'm talking about the shows like Married with Children, maybe Full House. You watched Full House. You didn't watch Full House?
Yeah.
All right. So,
okay.
But guess what?
I didn't watch Seinfeld. I'm sure
I didn't watch Seinfeld either.
Until you got older?
I didn't. No. And I still really don't know much about Seinfeld. Okay. I've seen episodes here.
That's
and
my
there.
Brother who
My
watches.
Brother loves Seinfeld.
My brother loves Seinfeld.
But that's a little older generation. Yeah. My brother loves Seinfeld. But I just.
You see, I came up though, like you said, it's hard to say you can't name like urban shows.
You didn't watch cartoons? You didn't watch
Thundercats? No. Hey, you trying to date me, my nigga?
I'm trying to tell you Dragon Ball Z for me was your Thundercats.
Oh yeah, no, I get you.
All I'm trying to say is
I get you.
You put me in
a category. I'm not trying to bash you for watching Dragon Ball Z because that's very popular. I just never watched it. But I grew up watching anime.
But you put me in a category of a nigga that watches anime and all of these funny shows. I don't want to watch this.
There's a certain thing
that's
like when I told you again, I don't mean to just keep bringing this show up, but that's just like when I was just like, yo, you ever seen The Wire? You're like, yeah, I gotta catch up on it. I gotta go watch it. When you went and got the HBO on demand shit, that's when you went back and watched the whole thing.
Bro, I didn't have HBO all my life. I didn't have HBO
my bad,
all my
I
life.
I came up
bro.
Privileged.
For the people who's listening, how many of y'all just had HBO? Y'all didn't have cable until I moved to my grandmother's house when I was like 12, bro. And then when I had cable, I had the basic. I didn't have no movie channels. When I came out to PA, I didn't have no movie channels until my mother was finally like, you know what? We're going to get some movie channels. And all we got was HBO. We had HBO, but The Wire had already aired and been done off.
Okay.
And I didn't.
So you didn't get to experience Oz either.
I watched Empire. I'm wilding. What's the joint? What's the name of the joint? It was my shit too. Oh my God. Is it Empire? It's not called Empire.
No.
The shit that was on HBO with, oh my God. Buscemi. What's the name? The dude with Michael Pitt and, I forget. I know it was it took place in Atlantic City. It was about
Entourage?
No, Entourage. You're wildin'. And I love Entourage too. But
I'm trying to think of whatever.
The fuck is that shit called? Yo, leave us a comment, let us know what it's called, because I definitely forgot. But I watched that shit and that was some gangster shit. Oh, that was my shit.
Boardwalk Empire.
That was my shit. Yo, Boardwalk Empire was my shit.
That was actually.
And I used to watch a little bit of The Sopranos because they used to air episodes. But I don't know, man. Just The Wire. I watched it and I loved it. And I would have watched it if it was... I watched Oz. And
that's because they always replayed it. I don't know why they
always replayed it. They never replayed The Wire.
I think they did it once.
I just missed it. Yeah. That's all.
But anyway, I came up on wrestling.
I loved wrestling.
Yeah. I mean, who didn't? I came up on the Martin...
Fresh Prince,
yeah, all those, yeah. I came up on a lot
Wayne's
of those
Bros.
Shows. Definitely the Wayne's Brothers.
I was even watching because they would play Different Strokes a lot. My mother would watch Different Strokes, and
I watched a lot of Cartoon Network.
I love Cartoon
coming
Network
up too,
but I didn't get Cartoon Network till I was like 12, 13.
Fuck out of here,
yo!
I remember going to school and my parents would drop me off at the sitter, and that was back when all they played was like old cartoons and shit like that. And I was in New York, I was in the Bronx, so that shit had to be on like regular cable.
I didn't get Cartoon Network. No, Cartoon Network was you want to know what regular cable was for me? I swear to everything. Until I moved to my grandmother's house, I had channel 7, 5, and 11.
Nigga had the dial shit.
I kid you not, I had 7, 5, and 11, then maybe a couple other channels until I moved to my grandmother's house and she had basic cable. And then we had Cartoon Network, we had Nickelodeon, we had all that shit. Mm. That's when I was actually getting the clarity. But I didn't have all that shit until
I won't flame you no more.
No, I didn't want to spend that much time on it.
I really don't be meaning to. It's just certain things. Like, again, I bring up Narcos. I didn't expect Jay to be like, yeah, man, I want to watch it.
I don't know why, though.
Because it just doesn't seem it's in your lane. But, hey, I should be judging.
What do I rap about? You just see me as the fake.
No. I'm not saying you're fake. I'm just saying it doesn't seem like some shit that would entertain you. But hey, I was wrong. I have the right to be wrong. I was definitely wrong.
You damn sure was wrong. But anyway, let's get into the episode. We did take a bit. We do this all the time, man. But anyway.
All right, so let's
speaking
get into
of gangsta
this.
Shit.
let me bring up my topics real quick. Have y'all seen the trailer for this Spike Lee joint? Chi-Raq.
Speaking of gangster shit, I tell you what, guys, I actually watched this trailer just today during the pre-roll when we were discussing what we're going to talk about on this episode. Mm-hmm. I watched the trailer for the first time just 20 minutes ago, and I gotta say, I don't know what to expect from it.
You brought up a valid point. You never know with Spike Lee movies what you're going to get from like trailers or whatever people say about it. Cause you got to watch the movie. Cause there's always a lot of twists and turns and all that shit. It's comedy mixed in with some drama, but like just looking at this trailer is like, all right, you have Samuel Jackson narrating it, speaking all kinds of jive turkeys and you know what I mean? All this 70s jargon and shit. And
jargon.
No, but that's pretty much what it is. Like he's just like niggas don't talk like that no more. But anyway, he's narrating the story. You have Nick Cannon, who is a gangster rapper that is so hard to believe. Like they show like scenes where he's mean mugging, and it's just like, dog, that's not you.
I can't take Nick Cannon serious in anything that I see him participate in.
Yeah, it's just bad. Like I said earlier, I think this nigga just doesn't turn down a check. But anyway, and then you have like these women, and they're talking about how, okay, to stop street violence, they're going to stop giving their man any sex.
And they're
going to
stop stripping.
They're going to stop stripping.
They're going to stop dancing on the pole. They're going to stop, revealing themselves. And it's like, unless y'all put the guns down, y'all not going to be able to enter us. And it's so weird.
Yeah.
I would say go watch the trailer. One thing that I will say about Spike Lee, like I said earlier, is you don't know what to expect from him. But the main thing is a lot of his movies, the quintessential Spike Lee is a lot of his movies, he has a fair amount of comedy. Mm-hmm. Well, I would say a lot of comedy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But a fair amount of very important messages.
Yeah.
And a lot of them aren't. Some of them are hidden, but a lot of them are very upfront. Like you could tell what message he's trying to put out there. But at the same time, like you said, and you could talk about it a little bit, when he did Do the Right Thing, there was a lot of comedy in that film, mm-hmm. but at the same time there was a way broader, larger message, yes, behind it, mm-hmm. and people from New York understood it, and a lot of that comes from him being a New Yorker. He's
being from Brooklyn.
And you mentioned
pretty much, well, Jay brought up a question. He goes, would people appreciate that movie today? Like if they were to make it today. And I said, I think so. And only because of, again, Spike, the movie took place in Brooklyn and, you know, in New York. And he's from New York. He understands New York. So he would be able to, people can relate to it. You know what I mean? They can relate to him, whatever he's saying. He is now stepping out of his comfort zone, and now he's making a movie about Chicago, which, okay, he might have spent time out there or whatever the case may be, but he's not from Chicago. So at the end of the day, it's also going to be it's going to make it hard to believe that, like, whatever we see is what's really happening in Chicago. Like, we know when we were watching Do the Right Thing, what Spike Lee was saying is happening here in Brooklyn, we knew was happening in Brooklyn. Do we really know that these women are out here in Chicago, like, not giving it up to niggas to stop gun violence? And by the way, that's kind of what the second part of the trailer. Well, they started off talking about gun violence, but like the second part of the trailer, they start showing like, all right, all this violence, all the senseless violence, people getting killed. They're trying to stop gun violence, and there's a message to it, but I'm just not sure if it's going to be delivered correctly. You know what I mean?
I don't really know either. I just feel like, you know, because it's Spike Lee, I gotta give him the benefit of the doubt that it's gonna be a decent movie.
Yeah.
What I discredit here is Nick Cannon, Samuel L. Jackson, the fact that
Wesley Snipes eye patch on.
What an eye patch. He's a gangster. Yeah, in
that's
the film.
Kind of believable.
Who did they have? They had geez Louise.
They had
why
Dave
can't
Chappelle
I think
in there real quick.
Dave Chappelle was in there for a quick second. Jennifer Hudson was the name that I was mm-hmm. thinking. God damn it. Yeah. Jennifer Hudson. The fact that she's in the movie, I feel like where did she come from?
Tie-in.
There's a lot of actors in this movie that I have not heard from in a long time. When's the last time you heard from Dave Chappelle?
I mean, he just did like his little comedy tour like a year or so ago. But like to really be like in mainstream, it's been
yeah. Like
forever.
When have you seen him like up front without having to check for him?
Yeah. No.
Wesley Snipes, he has a new show on like ABC or some mm-hmm. dumb shit. Other than that, when's the last time you seen him before he was running from the cops?
I was about to say, nigga's been locked up.
Nigga been locked. You know what I mean? Samuel L. Jackson. When's the last time you seen him before? Kingsman. He's been doing his
Kingsman
thing.
Kingsman was dope, by the way.
And Kingsman was dope. Mm-hmm. He's been doing his thing, but just Samuel L. Jackson has been doing some weird roles lately.
Well, that's his thing. Like,
he's been a villain.
He's another nigga that just doesn't turn down a check.
Eh.
Let's be honest. Nigga did Snakes in the Plane.
Let us know. Oh my god. You know, let us know what y'all think about Chi-Raq. Go watch the trailer on YouTube. Yeah, just type in Chi-Raq movie. It's a Spike Lee joint. Man. I don't know. What do y'all think? I feel like I don't know exactly what to expect from it. I'm certainly not going to see it in theaters if it releases in theaters.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to go out my way to
see it. I will catch it on Redbox or HBO.
Yeah, I won't bootleg it. I'll just wait till the shit drop.
I'll probably bootleg it if it's online. I will bootleg it if it's online early. So,
all right, man. At least you're honest, man. All right. Change of pace. I'm sure a lot of people have seen this whole 50 and Vivica thing, man.
Speaking of beef, speaking of Chi-Raq and putting down the guns and beef and all of that shit.
Yeah,
we got more beef with 50. 50, yeah. 50
was quiet for a little bit, man.
He was quiet for how long?
2-3 weeks.
Nah, yeah, 2-3 weeks, man. I'm talking in general, this nigga, man.
This dude. Well, you know what, though? He didn't start this beef with Vivica.
He didn't, and I don't know much about it, so go ahead, tell me.
Pretty much, she was doing an interview. I don't know on what show, but whatever. They were asking her what her thoughts are on 50 blaming the season's ratings for Empire, you know, doing bad, is dwindling down because of the gay stuff, as he says. And
50
you know,
said that.
Yeah, 50 said that. And so they asked her what she thought about it. And she sarcastically said, oh, well, you know, 50's one to talk because if you've seen that one Double XL cover, he looked a little questionable. He looked like a booty snatcher. So, you know, 50, I think 50 let her rock for a few hours because niggas know 50 is...
Niggas said for a few hours.
Yeah, yeah, because there's niggas like, there was memes all over like, we're just waiting for 50 to respond.
Now he started wilding.
Yeah, oh no, no. And he started wilding. Let me see. I got some of the pictures here. Well, first Soulja Boy responded. Pretty much, he posted a picture of her looking crazy.
I did see the Soulja Boy.
Yeah, he said, everybody hit up this cougar. She's single and ready to mingle. 1-800-GRANNY desperate for attention. Extension, I'm washed up.
the picture of her had her looking real crazy.
She had like a flower blouse on and all that. She looked crazy.
Yeah, the picture had her looking wild out here.
And then 50 responds. He goes, oh no. Oh, and this is what's crazy. We can talk about this real quick. Too. He goes, now she thinks I'm gay because I let her lick my ass.
Oh my god.
Hey yo, wait, she said, I didn't want her to. She forced me. My hands were tied. 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Hey yo, all right. I want you guys to be honest with us, man.
Yo, be honest, bro. Be honest.
Hit us up on, if you don't want to do it on Twitter, send us an email.
Send us an email, officiallystreet@gmail.com. Have you gotten your ass licked by a female during intercourse?
By a female.
Don't email us if you got your ass licked by a male, please.
Yeah, no. Hey, that's on
keep
y'all.
That email to yourself. If you have gotten your ass licked, if you're in a straight relationship and you've gotten your ass licked by a female, even if you're not in a relationship, email us at officiallystreet.com or just tweet us and just say yes or no. Just tweet us.
We'll understand.
Just tweet us yes. Or just tweet us no.
Hey, and if you have our numbers, you could just hit us with a text. Be like, yeah, man, it's happened before.
I'm going to tell you what. I don't want the episode to get weird.
Yeah.
me and Syed, to my knowledge, neither of us have had it.
Yeah, we discussed it.
We did discuss it. I am a nasty motherfucker. I'm gonna tell y'all that right now. I'm a nasty motherfucker. Yeah. I don't want the episode to get weird. I'm gonna say I don't know, depending on the situation, if I would be opposed to it. I might let it happen depending on the situation. It really depends.
I have a question.
It really depends on the situation.
Okay. Here's why I'm not with it. How do you let it happen?
I'll tell you what.
Because the only thing I can think of is how can you let it happen? Because the only way that some chick can lick your ass is, hey, your hands are like on a wall or something and your cheeks have to be spread.
Nah.
You have to be on your back with your legs in the air.
Nah. I've thought about this. I've thought about this, bro.
Oh, shit.
Yo, you know what's worse? Having a finger in your butt. That is worse.
And you know what?
I'm good on that. I'll tell you what. It's not what you think, I bet. Because here's the thing. You ever had your gooch licked?
Yes.
Okay. Think about the distance between your gooch and your butthole, bro. It's not that far.
It's not that far, bro.
So my whole thing
is... It's still an entrance.
It is. It's an exit.
Okay.
It's an exit.
You can't pause that.
It's over for you, nigga. Tomato emoji, nigga.
I'm looking so bad on this episode.
Nah, hit this nigga with a tomato emoji, yo.
Babe, I love you.
Yo, light this nigga's mentions up with a tomato emoji, son. Yo.
Oh, shit.
Get the fuck out of here, son. Anyway, man.
Let's get over that subject.
Nigga, next fucking topic. This nigga said it's an entrance. If he don't get his fucking... Man.
I'm just going to get over this whole 50 and Vivica thing, man.
Speaking of homosexuals.
Let's just... What you getting into?
Speaking of homosexual rappers.
Well, okay. Wait. Before we get into...
Because that's what the fuck you
fuck
are.
Fuck you.
All right.
All right. So then we'll get back into 50 later. All right. So pretty much... Young Thug and Metro Boomin, the dude who's been producing pretty much everything for Future, kind of got into it. And well, not kind of, because it actually escalated as of Thursday.
Now they got into it.
So Metro Boomin put up a few tweets. He's like, just take all your hardest songs from five tapes that you plan on dropping and make one full of fire. Oh, pretty much... I'm sorry. Thug started off saying that he's going to drop like another mixtape and like another mixtape before the end of the year. So he's trying to like drop. I guess he did. It will be five in total. I guess. I don't know. I don't keep up with Thug like that.
I don't keep up with shit.
Yeah. Metro just he kept going. He goes, moral of the story is putting out five tapes a year won't make you heat up like Future. That is his path. It's not for everyone. And then he said a few other things that kind of like you could tell he was throwing shots at
a lot of it was Future. Yeah, a lot of it was subliminal.
Yeah, he never like mentioned
between both of them. A lot of it was subliminal.
And so then Thug said, "Real questionable." And we spoke about this too. He says, yeah. "It's okay to ride a nigga's dick,
whoa,
but don't agitate another one, little nigga."
Whoa.
Real quick. I think it's to the point that we know that Thug isn't gay. I just think that now he's to the point that he's just doing this shit for attention.
Here's the thing. Is he gay? And he's just... So here's the thing. Like this is what I've been trying to get at this whole time. With the LGBT community, with the awareness thing, mm-hmm. right? How it's becoming more acceptable for people to like... put this in movies and television shows and tweet about it and have, I get it. And like I said, I have no problem with it. I get it. But it just seems like in 2015, it's become more of a thing. And I hate to call it a thing. It sounds so bad for me to say that because black people aren't a thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It is what it is. If you're a homosexual, you're a homosexual. Mm-hmm. It's not like, a lot of people say, oh, I didn't choose to be this way. And I personally might have a different opinion about that, but I'm not going to get into that here. But it seems like a thing to put it out there. So my whole thing is, does Young Thug recognize that?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of homosexual rappers and singers, and they're keeping it secret.
Yeah.
And the ones that are really worried about it, they've kept it secret for a long time, and they maybe still keep it secret. You got people like Frank Ocean that like will come out and you know speak on his sexuality, and then he kind of disappeared. And in general,
went and had a baby. He's not gay. He did that shit for record sales.
I mean, but let's look at
okay, nah, he could just be bisexual. Whatever.
Nah, but let's look at Young Thug, right? Yeah. He's doing all of this stuff, and all of these little different little scandals are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
My whole thing is, all right, he could potentially not be a homosexual and be doing this for attention. But who, please tell me, who, what straight male is using homosexuality as the focal point to get attention. And don't tell me Martin did Big Mama and Tyler Perry.
That's different.
It's completely different. This guy is blatantly.
I think he just found what works for him. Honestly, because he knows, all right, if I go and wear this Hooters shirt, it's going to grab people's attention.
Are you saying that's his gimmick? Are you saying
it's his gimmick?
Because, like, but
because he goes on record, he's not sitting there like, hey, I'm sucking dick on record. He's talking about letting guns off and he's throwing up gang signs and all that shit while he's wearing a tutu.
He is also talking about how he doesn't really like pussy like that. And he's not excited over it.
But he could just be talking about new pussy.
It's an interesting point, because if you look at wrestling, if you look at Goldust, right? Mm-hmm. Remember Goldust, yes. Right? He was something else. A lot of wrestlers, they are actors, they're entertainers, and they have gimmicks. All of them.
Yeah.
Stone Cold, Steve Austin had a gimmick.
Goldust, that had to be his gimmick because he was also Dusty Rhodes.
No. So absolutely. But Goldust, the gimmick of Goldust was a lot more, even though he was a wrestler and he did his thing, it was a lot more feminine, like it was ladylike of a Goldust, even though Goldust was the man. Yeah. But like, I feel like it's interesting that you mentioned that, because if you look at the hip hop industry as an entertainment, like an entertainment company, like wrestling, like the WWF or WWE of wrestling, or excuse me, of hip hop, Young Thug's gimmick is just being flamboyant. Yeah,
that's pretty.
So it would make sense. But you know what? I don't see many other artists taking that route, and maybe that's just me because he's the first, maybe others will come after him.
Maybe some people just don't want to take that risk, because let's say somebody else
comes
out.
I just feel like
it's
crazy.
You see, but the thing is, he came out like that. When he came out, it was already questionable. Like, yo, is he gay? What is he?
But Rich Homie Quan is like that.
But I don't think he's as bad.
Oh, definitely not as bad. But they compliment each other.
Yeah.
But you know what? The reason I say it's interesting that you say that is because look at Snoop. Snoop has been doing some real questionable things lately. But it's different because Snoop is Snoop.
But his is more about being flamboyant.
Yeah, but when
not Snoop, really being gay.
Yeah, but when Snoop came out, though, this is the thing about pimps. Him, Cat Williams, Bishop Magic, Don Juan. Like, pimps take a lot of pride in their personal appearance. Mm-hmm. So you got people like Snoop that get perms and Cat Williams that get perms. Mm-hmm. They get their nails done. And when I say done, I don't mean the way Young Thug gets his nails done. I'm talking about like manicures and gloss on the nails.
Which actually isn't that bad.
It's not that bad. I mean, I get manicures every once in a while. I get pedicures every once in a while. But the difference is when you get your nails painted purple. You know what I'm saying? When you get your nails painted red, you know, the next step is red lipstick. You know what I'm saying? And there are certain things that are telltale signs. Like, they're clear. They're clear. You can't get any more clear. Mm-hmm. If you have black nails, it's okay. It's part of the rock culture for years that they paint their fingernails black. Mm-hmm. It's for years they've done that. They've never done them red. They've never done them purple. They've never done them pink. Black, so I feel like, maybe he's stepping out of the box and doing something different because he knows it's going to get attention. But bro, these are actual cultures that you're trying to dip into.
Yeah.
You're actually literally impeding in the LGBT community.
And maybe they support him.
Nah, I don't know if they do, because
we don't know,
it was somebody trying to impose, like Malibu's Most Wanted, he was supporting the urban culture.
Yeah.
But we knew he wasn't. You know what I'm saying? And it was a movie, but same thing, entertainment. Yeah. But we wasn't supporting that. We was laughing at it.
Mm-hmm.
So the LGBT community may be laughing at Young Thug, but they definitely not supporting him because they know he's really not gay, but he's pretending to be. And I don't think that's funny. If I was gay and I saw Young Thug, I'd be like, who the fuck does he think he is? He gets the opportunity to act however he wants and he gets praised for it. But I'm gay and I get killed. People want to kill me. Mm-hmm. I can't walk into certain circles. I wouldn't. I feel like they would be outraged at him.
Yeah. I think he's doing this because look, guess what? we have been talking about Thug now for like the last 5 minutes.
That's
he's
true.
Possibly he's doing it for getting, a reason. He knows people are going to talk about
that's
it.
True.
And what happened? He'll say some wild flame shit.
And, you know,
and
the
then the next tweet will
next
be
week.
Like, yo, my mixtape is coming out next week. Stay
yep.
tuned.
Yep.
So people are going to see this. So,
absolutely right.
You know what I mean? But all right, just let me just run through this real quick. I have to give it up to Thug, though, because he didn't do none of the subliminal shit. He went right to it. He goes, put some names on that shit, boy. And added Metro Boomin. And then again, he goes, Metro Boomin, who is this that you are referring to? Right? Mm-hmm. And so, let's see. Metro saying like, oh, you don't really have the juice like that. And Young Thug said, what juice? And then Future
came in. I saw that tweet.
He goes, you will never have the juice like that. And then, you know, Thug kind of stepped back. He was like, pretty much said that he was a fan and, you know, it was no disrespect or whatever. There was some funny shit that Thug said that I'm trying to find right now. Fuck. Because none of this shit is... Oh, real quick. It was an earlier tweet that he says. He goes, a nigga's music could never sound nowhere near mine. He goes, I'm Michael and he's Tito.
I saw that tweet.
That shit was funny. And so then it kind of died down from there. And then as of Thursday... Metro, when he goes, I'm in the city, I'm at the spot right by you. He goes, we know each other in real life. You can pull up whenever. He goes, 'cause you know I'm not a hoe. And so Thug, he just responds with a smiley face. And then his next tweet, funniest shit, he goes, I'm gonna beat the shit out of you, fool. So you see what I mean? Like, yo, he could act that gay shit, but I don't know, man. Like,
but I'm gonna
this
tell
nigga
you,
just might be about that life, but he's
nah. I'm gonna put this in perspective for you, bro. I'm gonna put this in perspective, and I don't want to go too far off on a tangent. It's not off on a tangent, but I don't want to dig too deep into it. But there are homosexual thugs, bro.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I'm
that,
just
that
saying,
that one nigga that was in the video with him that one time.
I'm just
definitely.
Saying. No, I'm just saying he could really be gay. And think he's, and I think
that's true.
He could be gay and a thug. Mm-hmm. Think about prison, man. You go to jail, and there's some niggas that literally that is what they're known for. They're known for raping niggas, and they will also kill you. They also are not fucked
with.
Nah,
you're absolutely.
You know what
right.
I mean? All I'm saying is, Young Thug might talk this gangster shit because he really mean it, but that don't mean he's not gay. I'm not saying he doesn't do it for attention. It's quite possible. Yeah. I'm just saying he might be a homo thug. It's not far-fetched. I mean, there's homo thugs all over the place.
It is what it is.
I don't know, man.
And I'll run through this again, real quick. I actually meant to talk about it right after Vivica, but 50 and Ross got back into it again. I'll run through this real quick in case y'all haven't seen it. There is a shirt that's been circulating around where it's like a sweatshirt of Rick Ross's body.
Before he lost the weight.
Before he lost the weight. With the tattoos. It has like a gold, like a chain on it. His man titties all over the place.
Before he was eating them pears.
Yeah, it was in the pears. So it just looks crazy. So 50 was basically saying, he's like, you know, I have nothing else to do right now. He goes, so I'm over here. I'm going to start selling these shirts for $250. And so then Ross responds, you know, basically saying like, oh, when you're bankrupt, these are the things that you do. I'm what you used to be. And then he says something along the lines of, oh, here it is. I have it here. He goes, your son applied to be an intern at MMG. He goes, and it will be processed. He goes, and as you know, I have 40 cars and 200 acres and a mower with his name on it.
50 was not happy
about
that.
50 was like, you should have never have done that.
50 was not happy 50 about
that. He's like, you shouldn't have done that. And so then he goes on, 50, what 50 does, he goes, okay, this is a good movie. He put up a picture of Ross when he was wearing the CO outfit. He goes, a correctional officer who raps like a drug dealer till he believes it. Then he kidnaps and beats his groundskeeper as his record sales dwindles to nothing. So he marries a 22-year-old stripper his crew already ran through. He goes, and makes sure that, just to make sure someone will visit him. He goes, wait. I got to buy the rights to this movie.
Speaking of that, not to get off topic, but I heard Shorty cheated on him. They're not together no more.
As of Thursday, they are back together. From what I saw, because it's like on his Snapchat, he's back with her. They're like kissing and all that. I don't know.
I don't know what he sees in that. Not what he sees in it. I don't know.
I see what he sees.
I know what he sees. I just don't know what he's gaining. You know, other than some good nookie, which he can find. He's Ross. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Who am I to talk about love? I am in love, but I'm saying, who am I to tell, you know, talk about someone else?
He says some other shit about Ross, but this is the last thing I want to bring up. Cause I mean, Ross didn't even respond to it. He puts up a picture of the MMG chain that they snatched from Gunplay.
And Kid Kill was wearing it.
Yep. And he goes, when y'all gonna get your chain back, man? He goes, I know you've been busy. Man. You just haven't gotten around to it.
Oh, man.
So listen, 50's with the shits, man. I mean, no matter what you say,
OD.
Whether you think he's falling off or whatever, 50, he's not the nigga to play with, man. And somebody, I don't remember who said it, but I remember the quote. They were like, yo, listen, say what you want about 50. Whatever he says on social media, when he sees you in person, he will say it. And if you're about that action, 50's about that action.
Oh, absolutely.
Them niggas is gonna eventually see each other, and it's not gonna be pretty, man.
Nah, it won't. Won't. And it hasn't. It's historically been a problem between those two.
Yeah.
But and I do believe Rick Ross is not the one to be fucked.
Oh
with
no.
I just feel like, you know, at the end of the day, it's gonna go down. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, who knows what's gonna happen, but.
Yeah. All right. Well, the whole thing stemmed from a shirt. So, I guess that's my lame segue into this whole Yeezy season thing.
Speaking
of
fashion.
It's fashion. It's a little bit of an old topic, but I wanted to speak about it because it's still current.
You know what it is? I know why you wanted to bring it up again, because we spoke about it last and we talked about people not. I spoke about, I don't think anybody's going to fuck with it. And you were like, nah, man, people are going to actually fuck with it. People. And now the results are damn near in.
They had a line outside the building at Barney's in New York for this Yeezy season clothing.
I think it's a fucking.
And let me remind you just look, with this Yeezy season, you look like the freshest nigga in the gym. That's what the clothes looks like, man.
You know, you absolutely don't look like the freshest nigga in the gym. You look like the freshest bum on the street with the cleanest sign. You look like the freshest bum begging for change. Because motherfuckers is in the gym with high quality spandexes and shorts and, you know, fucking Under Armour. Even people in the gym look better than this brand of clothing. Okay.
Like, it's just,
you might look like a fresh homeless person on the streets of New York.
What I don't get, and like, cause we saw a picture of somebody, I'm not gonna say no names, but dude was wearing, I don't know if it was Yeezy season, but whatever. He was wearing a sweatshirt and it just looked like a hand-me-down from his big brother that's like taller than him. The sleeves was like past his hands. Like, it just looks a tad bit ridiculous. Like,
and it's almost, the interesting thing you brought up is it's almost like, even if people can't buy Yeezy season, they're gonna wear other clothes.
Other shit that
look crazy and that are way too big for their bodies, and they're gonna kind of try to take after the style of Yeezy season. And I feel like that is even more ridiculous. That's even more ridiculous. Like, that's like me saying, damn, man, I can't wear Yeezy season, but I'm gonna make people think I'm wearing it. I'm gonna go get a sweater, poke some holes in it. I'm gonna make sure that it's 3XL.
That's another thing, yo. I'm gonna wear it. Holes all over.
It looks crazy, and I get it. People wear clothes with holes in them, but it looks like those holes were man-made most of the time.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't look like I ripped holes in my jeans. It looks like the manufacturer put holes in my jeans. With Yeezy season, it looks like I accidentally tripped, fell,
stumbled down a hill.
Like, I
hit
fell
some rocks
in a pile of knives, and I somehow survived. And, you know, I'm dirty or whatever, but I get up, you know, I don't even pat myself off, but then I just get on the runway and I'm like, yeah, Yeezy season.
I have another question, though, because I went and looked at the clothing just to see what the whole hype was about. Does it almost feel like Yeezy is trying to use, like, the urban clothing, like shit that we thought was cool, and he's just trying to overprice it now and then just put it out as like high-end fashion. Cause look, all right, I'll go over like just a few things that blew my mind. He has a basic ass bomber jacket. Remember that them shits that we used to wear like in high school that you cop for like $50 the most?
Yeah, a flight jacket.
A flight jacket for $2,000.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not even gonna say what he could do because at the end of the day, they'll pull this podcast off of iTunes so quick. But I'll tell you what he could do.
The bubble coats with and the fur around the collar still isn't real. Them shits that we cop like from like North Face for like $200, $300, $400. My guy. $3,250.
You know what he could do. You know what he could do with that $3,000.
God, he got sweatpants for like $600, shorts for like $400, a sweater for almost $1,700.
Yeah,
It's ridiculous, and it don't look like anything special, B.
Honestly, like, I have sweaters in my closet that I can pull out, that I can rip holes into, that I can kind of rub in some mud and some dirt, maybe a little bit of throw some pebbles on it, maybe they stick to the sweater, and that'll look like Yeezy season.
Yeah,
and I guarantee you, I spent less than $100 on the sweater.
I just hope that the quality of the material is amazing. Excuse me, because that's like me. Like, I love Ralph Lauren, and like, it's like, all right, you could just get a basic polo or a Ralph Lauren polo. And like, my wife asks me all the time, she's like, well, what's the difference? I'm like, yo, it's the quality. The material is different. You know what I mean?
Why would you care about the quality?
Because I don't give a fuck. I'm just hoping that it gives semi excuse for like, why the fuck you're charging so much. He's still overpricing it.
I'm playing devil's advocate here, because why would you care about the quality of Yeezy season? So tell me why you care about the quality of polo.
Well, I do because one, I want the shit to last.
No, but explain.
Well, that's one of the reasons.
In depth.
And also, like, if you go and buy, like, I just went and bought like some polos, kind of like what you did for work, from Old Navy, like for like $10. And I'm already like, after like wearing them a few times, washing them, they're already kind of getting like, not even like stretched out, but like they're just not maintaining.
You said the exact word I was looking for. So let me break it down. This is where I'm getting at. I want quality. Why? Because it's going to last, like you said. It's not going to stretch out. Yep. It's not going to shrink when I wash it, right? It's not going to rip.
Yep.
Okay? See where I'm getting at? Mm-hmm. Yeezy is already stretched out. It's already ripped. This is what I'm saying. Why would you care about the quality if it's already broken down?
That sweater, that should be cashmere, bro.
It might look better if you... tear it up more, if it stretches out more. I mean, I don't get it. It's so, and you don't, okay, maybe you don't want it to shrink because you want it to look like it's four times your size. But I'm like, nobody could possibly care about the quality because it's already broken down into nothing. It's like buying sneakers. It's like buying sneakers that are already
beat
and saying you care about the material and the
my shit is, I'd rather spend that extra buck for quality. That's just like my wife goes through this all the time. I slightly agree with her when it comes to like the kids. Like, we'll buy sneakers. I like to buy sneakers for my kids as well.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, yo, why don't you just go cop some Walmart shit if you know that they're just going to be wearing it to the daycare and just going to be fucking them up. And I'm just like, yo, but them shoes are going to last you like a month and they're going to fall apart. These Nikes, all right, I'm going to spend an additional like $40, but I know that she could wear them shits until her feet don't fit in it anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the same going back to like polos. I have polos that I've had for years that still fit me like I just bought the shit. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying when it comes to quality.
And I get that. I'm just saying
for the Yeezy. The quality is good as this. Nigga, if you're charging people Yeezy, you're dead wrong for this, yo. If you're charging people them prices, yo, that quality better be up to par.
I would hope so. It's just a shame because it's like buying some fresh sneakers with brand new, beautiful, tumbled leather and you just rip a hole into me, you say, oh yeah, that's the ticket. Why did you even spend that amount of money on right. some quality like that, you right. know, for all that? But anyway, man, I just, I don't know. I don't get it. Speaking of looking like you from the fucking Walking Dead.
I'm...
Speaking of looking like you from the Walking Dead, we might need a... we were going to talk about The Walking Dead. We decided to actually save that for last this time because we know a lot of our listeners don't give a shit about The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm. That's a good time. We made about an hour.
It's about an hour right now. So we might take like another 15 minutes to discuss The Walking Dead. So first, before we get into that, everybody that's listening, if you're still listening on SoundCloud, leave us a comment. Let us know that you're still listening because we know a lot of y'all cut us off a little bit early. Do us a favor, hit the hearts on there, like us, send us a message on Twitter, Facebook. You can get us on facebook.com/officiallystreet, or you can get us on Twitter at TOS_SO. Obviously, if you're listening to us on SoundCloud, you know our SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/officiallystreet. You know, if you're listening to us on iTunes, you already know, just search the Officially Street Podcast on iTunes. Any podcast app that exists in the world, for the most part, we're on. I don't think we're on Stitcher. We do need to get on Stitcher, but I'll get us on Stitcher if we're not on there. But Android, Apple, whatever you're using, you can find us. We appreciate y'all listening. Do us the grand favor of leaving us a rating. Write us a review. Please write us a review. Our reviews actually jumped up about 4 since the last episode, so we really appreciate that. We're seeing that. Shout out to my boy Howard, aka Nick's Kicks and MMA on Twitter. He actually binge listened to our episodes.
Salute to you, bro.
For like the whole weekend, and he's officially a ref. We really appreciate that. So if y'all listening, reciprocate that, because we're doing this for y'all, and y'all just, you know, y'all showing us love. We appreciate it. Email us at officiallystreet@gmail.com if you have any questions that y'all want us to you know, touch base on, and any topics that y'all want us to touch base on.
You just want to leave comments from this episode that you just heard. What do you feel about this whole Yeezy season clothing? What are the shows that you're watching? A lot of people seem to hit us up and let us know like the shows that they're watching, the shit that we should check out, and movies and all that. So
if y'all
want to do that, yo, hit us up and let us know as well.
We always looking for some new shit. I'm always looking for some new shit to watch. So definitely hit us up with
Please
that.
Please do. I'm watched. I ain't got nothing to do on the weekends, man. So definitely send them through.
I hear that.
Real quick, before we jump into it, I just want to give one more shout out to my boy Terrence. We shouted him out last episode, but he just got married. So salute to you, bruh.
Congratulations,
taking that big
bro.
Step. Good dude, and again, he's another ref. Like, he's been tuning in from the beginning, and he makes sure that he's listening every week. So salute to you, bro.
Congratulations, man. Also, shout out to CMU Radio. They actually run a dope podcast. They hit us up. Actually shouted me out because I followed them. I listened to their podcast. They shouted me out in their last episode. So go check them out. Shout out to them. We appreciate y'all listening too. One podcast to another. But anyway, let's go ahead and get into The Walking Dead. If y'all don't want to hear any spoilers, if you didn't see the last episode of The Walking Dead, just cut the episode off. It's over. We're done here. But if you want to hear us rant about The Walking Dead, let's go ahead and get into it. Syed, what do you think? The episode was called Now.
It definitely was better than what we expected, because we saw the coming attraction. We were just like, it looks like it's going to be an episode. But it's showing a lot of breakdown in Alexandria. People don't know what to do. There are people who are dying. There are people that are worried. It's also leading a lot of tension as well, like within the groups, especially between...
I was going to say, just touching base on what you said earlier, like, I feel like this episode was kind of just as weak as the last episode. And the last episode for me wasn't very weak, only because it was very informative.
Yes.
So it didn't have a lot of action, but I know a lot of people are looking for action when they're watching The Walking Dead. But for me, I like the information. I like to, come up with, predictions and, conspiracize about a lot of this shit. So this episode for me is like they tried to fake throw action in there and it was like, nah. And then the shit that was informative was kind of like, I don't really know if it really makes sense.
We had one big announcement at least. You want to save that?
We'll save it, but I don't even feel like, I feel like even that was like, all right, we kind of expected that. Like,
I don't really care for it.
Man. But anyway, back to what you were saying.
Everyone made it back so far.
Not everyone.
Well, not everyone. The people are still out there. Daryl, and all of them are still.
I won't even say them because we know they're alive. Mm-hmm. I'm saying when you say made it back, we know Rick is alive.
Yeah, Rick made it back. Michonne made it back.
Michonne made it back. No, but what I mean, we don't know what's going on with Glenn still.
Well, you see, and that's another thing that I kind of don't like what they're doing. They're just kind of like leaving us on edge because they're like, they put the list of the people who have died on a wall. And Nicholas was at the bottom and right underneath him was Glenn. And towards the end of the episode, Maggie and the other dude, I forgot his name, went out there and like was wiping his name off because they don't know for sure.
They wiped Nicholas's name off too.
Yeah, they wiped his name off and we know that nigga's dead. And like they spent part of the episode trying to make their way back to that town, I guess, through the sewers. To see if they could find Glenn somehow.
I mean, here's what I say. We got 3 episodes left before the season, the first half of the season finale. Mm-hmm. They're not going to mention or bring Glenn up until the last episode. Yeah. I'm very confident in that now. You're not going to see Glenn again, whether he's a walker or if he's dead or whatever. You're not going to see him until the season finale or to the half season finale. So I don't necessarily mind that. I feel like he's dead and they're just trying to bullshit. What I noticed about the Rick thing that I want to bring up and kind of correlate
Before you get into Rick thing, I just want to bring up something, and this is looking into the future. I went and looked up because we found out that they are doing another season of The Walking Dead. We were concerned if they weren't.
Yeah.
And they were saying that next season, I guess the people who read the comic, there is this one... villain like Negan. Walks around with the bat.
Yeah.
And in the comic, Glenn is still alive around the time when this dude is around.
Yeah.
And that dude is actually the person who kills Glenn.
Yeah.
So I'm just throwing it out there that hey, maybe they're just doing this shit to string us along and then we'll find Glenn is alive. Yeah. I'm being hopeful.
So spoiler alert for people who don't read the comic,
I don't read it,
but I do know that in the comic book Glenn does die.
Yeah.
I do know that for a fact. However, and I also do know about this Negan character, just based off of some little spoilers that I saw too. But whether Glenn is alive or not, here's what I see. And it's the same thing with Rick. Rick was in that RV dolo. Mm-hmm. All of them walkers started surrounding it. He had just got finished going through a crazy gun battle. Yeah. His hand is cut. He's not healthy at all. And all of these walkers are walking around the RV at the end of the second to last episode that aired. And, the third to last episode that aired. And,
yeah.
And all of a sudden he ends up at the gate in this episode. Open the gate. And it's like, everybody is thinking to themselves, nah, no way. How the fuck did he get out of this? Yeah. I mean, literally as he gets, and he's running, the walkers are not but a step behind him. The whole entire way, literally as he gets to the gate, there's a walker like just grabbing at his arm
to get him.
My whole thing is like, these writers, they know they bullshitting because Rick was not right down the block from Alexandria.
Nah, he wasn't.
He ran some miles to get back. And my whole thing is,
I don't think he was too far.
He could have been too far, but miles aren't that far.
Yeah.
And they're used to that shit.
Mm.
My whole thing is, they knew they couldn't show it. They knew they couldn't show Rick getting out of that situation because it would have been unrealistic. Mm. It would have taken away from the integrity of the realism of the show. So they just showed him appearing at the gate because it's like, yes, he's alive, but they're not going to go in depth to show us what he did because we probably wouldn't believe that shit.
Yeah,
and that's the same way I feel about Glenn. If they do show Glenn, he's just going to pop up somewhere. Because what are they going to... What scenario is really going to, even though I have some theories in my mind, like, oh yeah, okay. Everybody now at this point is thinking, okay, they ate Nicholas and he's going to crawl under the dumpster or they ate Nicholas and Nicholas's blood is going to go underneath Glenn. He's going to go on Glenn and Glenn is going to you know, be camouflaged in his blood. Yeah. My whole thing is Glenn is down there screaming. Mm. It was a gunshot. More walkers now are coming.
To the sound.
And there was mad walkers to begin with. Mm. Even if they was alive and healthy, they wouldn't have got out of the situation. Yeah. So now you're trying to tell me you on the floor. And how are you going to get... Like, I just feel like...
He was right by that dumpster.
He was right by the dumpster, but what did you... What?
I came up with a corny scenario. I said, what if that dumpster somehow underneath had a hole and he just dug him like he...
Man.
I'm trying to be hopeful, man. I know that's reaching.
The only thing I can think of is because they were so close to the wolves... original territory.
That's very true.
The only thing I was thinking is somebody could have been watching all of this go down. One of the wolves could have been watching all of this go down and said, look, I'm going to use this opportunity to get Glenn on our side. They could have been watching this from afar and they could have rang them alarms that they had in them trailers and all of the walkers could have took their attention off of Glenn, went into the trailers. Now there's no walkers around and the wolf come down and say, I save your life.
I don't think they're that civilized.
I don't think they're that civilized, but who knows? I mean, how did they get this team of people?
Yeah,
you know,
true.
How else did they recruit people?
Could have been like a cult or something.
No, but look, they were putting people in cuffs from Alexandria. They weren't killing everybody. Some people they were taking captive or they were trying to take captive. What were they doing with those people? They did the same thing with Daryl in last season. So I think, okay, maybe that's an option. They, you know, they attract all of the walkers away from Glenn and then they come down and pretend they saved him and try to get him down. And I don't know. Either way, neither here nor there, they're not going to be able to show it because it's not going to be realistic. So I just wanted to say that I feel like it's bullshit that Rick is alive because how the fuck did he run on foot all the way back and them walkers was a step behind? You trying to tell me he didn't trip on a pebble or stick? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he didn't slow
that
down
was bullshit.
A bit enough.
But anyway, what else happened in the episode?
I like how he came back and he immediately went right back into leader mode, man. And let's see what else happened.
Speaking of leaders, Deanna, what the fuck is going on with her?
She's losing.
Oh, she losing her mind.
I think she's starting to realize that like she really no longer serves a purpose.
Yeah.
Because Rick is pretty much taking
He took over.
Her only job, she can't do anything to really provide for Alexandra. All she did was like kind of like keep control of everybody and like come up with ideas and things like that. Which you see her like mapping out something.
She's still trying to come up with ideas, but it's weird to me because it's like, yo, you got a full mob of walkers outside of your door.
That's another thing. The whole place is surrounded.
You, completely surrounded. It's at the point where nobody can go out or in. Like, what ideas are you mapping out? Like, I think she's just losing it. She's at the point where she knows, like you said, she knows that she's kind of not necessary. She's expendable.
Yeah, she don't do shit. She can't shoot.
She's going to die otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's either she's gonna fucking become a survivor or she's just gonna die.
Yeah.
And I get it. I feel like now she's got to spark something, snap, like something went off in her mind. It was like, nah, I gotta learn how to start killing these walkers. And she fucking went for it, man, with the one walker toward the end of the episode.
Nigga, were you sitting there screaming, for the head!
Oh,
the head, bitch!
The brain, like everybody, I know everybody. So there was a walker that came out in the middle of the street and she was like, I'm tired of this shit. To herself, she's saying that. And she just started stabbing this motherfucker in the chest, stabbing him. He finally went down. She kept stabbing him in the chest. I'm thinking to myself, she's dead.
Yeah,
because she's not stabbing him in the head. So the walker's just going to fucking grab her by the neck, bite her. And I know everybody, the whole like community of Walking Dead fans were like, the fucking head, bitch, what are you doing? Like, what? Oh my God, you're going to die. Oh my God. I was watching that. I'm like, she's dead.
Yeah, she's
dead. And, you know, here come Rick saving the day. Boom, stabbing the head. You're done. But, you know, then even from there, she went and she started banging on the walls of the gate. Like, motherfuckers, come get me. I'm like.
And then you see something. You saw something at the end of the episode, too.
Saw something at the end of the episode.
Another thing I want to bring up, the one dude, the kid that is, I can't remember her name, JSS.
Eden.
Yeah.
Her name is Eden.
Her boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, he says he's her boyfriend.
Yeah. Does it seem... I'm starting to think...
He's trying to sabotage something.
Yeah, he's trying to sabotage something, man. Yeah. And it makes me wonder, are they working together?
Him and Eden?
Yeah.
They might both be wolves.
And that's going... Because ever since you brought that to my attention, I already consider her a wolf. And I'm just like, all right, maybe he is too... And they're just working together. Because you see, like, now he's like, all right, I want to learn how to shoot. You know, what is it that you guys are doing up here? You know what I mean? I want to have more responsibility. You know what I mean? So on and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just kind of, like, looking a little...
He talking to Rick.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
The fight was funny as shit.
Oh, my God. What fight? That wasn't no damn fight. Carl need to act like he a fucking... Carl need to act like he could fight, man. I love Carl. I fuck with him. I mean, he was Carl annoying when he was younger.
He done been through everything, man. You mean to tell me you ain't got no hands, Carl?
Get the fuck out of here. No kind of hands with this nigga.
Oh, shit.
Like, I don't know, man. I fuck with Carl. In the beginning, like, early on, he was mad annoying, but he could do better than that, man. But anyway, I just feel like, you know, Rick being Carl's father, Carl ain't going for it. He don't give a fuck whether he gonna go snitch to Rick or not. He going to find Eden.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, now everybody's trying to find Eden, and I don't know. I think I agree with you. I think down the line they're just gonna be blindsided by both of them, and they are going to be leading the wolves into Alexandria again, and we're gonna have another attack.
Two quick things. Yeah, I believe that.
Jamaican quick things.
Two quick things. Nah, before we wrap this up, two quick things about this episode. Probably the most exciting things that happened. This chick that's now, I guess she's playing doctor in so she kissed the one chick that
I don't know either of their names,
but we already knew the other one was a lesbian. Mm-hmm. But she kissed her, and it was just kind of like, oh, okay, cool, you kissed me.
She got excited because she saved the dude who like snapped his leg.
She finally saved the life, and I think it was more. It was more attributed to the other chick coming in and giving her pep talk.
Yeah.
And that pep talk, I don't even know what the fuck they were talking about.
She that's never is good with the...
No, but that's the other thing. Like, this episode was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
I just didn't get it. Carol wasn't in an episode, which Carol deserved not to be an episode.
Who said it? Somebody was like,
she was
did y'all
working.
Realize that Carol saved that whole town and was taking everybody out?
She deserves
out.
A day off.
She deserves a nap, nigga.
Fucking yeah. She deserves a day off. But I mean... things like that were a little weird. You know, Rick got some nookie at the end of the episode.
Yeah. Shout out to Mackie. Mackie's like, yes, the Savage wins again.
Yo. Yo, Rick just out here just getting all the love. Like, so he got some pussy at the end of the show. That was pretty much it, man. That was the episode.
The only thing that we didn't bring up, and it's really not all that important, and I'm not too excited about it, is that Maggie said that she was pregnant.
Absolutely. That was the big news of the episode. Maggie's pregnant. I think everybody kind of knew. Yeah. I won't say they knew. If you are somebody who prophesizes on stuff, like, you would have thought that she was probably pregnant, being that they are the only solid couple on the show. And, you know, I figured she was pregnant. And that's why I also figured Glenn is dead, because now that she's pregnant, you know, it's a death in exchange for life. That's, you know, one.
Yeah, but then it's going to be just like, what's her name? And Maggie's
Judith.
Probably going to die too.
Well, nah, Judith, Maggie may not die giving childbirth. I mean, there, you know, think about back in the day. I'm sure there was a lot of children born without anesthetic and medical. You know what I mean?
It's
tough. Trust me, it's tough. But I don't know. I don't know if she's gonna die.
Yo, I hate to be that guy. I tweeted out immediately, like, does she really need to have this baby? Like, they're already going through it with Judith.
She
man.
Doesn't.
Like,
she doesn't.
They need somebody else crying.
They definitely, you know what I mean? Don't. But I mean, they are in Alexandria. It is a better.
I mean, for how long?
Oh, yeah, they surrounding the fuck out of that place. Yeah. And the wolves know where they are. Oh, yeah, she definitely don't need to be. She really don't need to
I'm
be
sorry, I hate
baby.
To be that guy, but yeah, it's just... Yeah.
But what do you think? The chick that's playing doctor, she gonna give her an abortion? She'll probably kill her ass, man.
Oh!
She'll probably kill her ass, man.
Damn it, man. I wasn't gonna say all that.
That's not gonna happen. I don't think that's gonna happen.
Nah, I doubt they'll do that shit on TV.
I'm glad Maggie's pregnant, though. It's cool. It's you know,
yeah,
good
yeah,
news.
Yeah. You know,
Morgan wasn't a really a big part of this episode.
No, but I think once, I think shit's gonna go down.
Something's definitely gonna happen. I feel confident about the last couple episodes of the season. I think it's
they never let us down. And then, I think there's gonna be a cliffhanger at the end of that last episode, and then we're gonna have to wait until February.
The next episode is all Daryl, Abraham, and Sasha.
Which is cool because I've actually been wanting to know what's been
going on. The hell is going on. Yeah.
There's no way that's just been like smooth sailing.
They've just been driving around all fucking day, no issues. Yeah.
And it seems so we'll see like what's going to happen.
So we got to see. Until next week, once again, show us love on SoundCloud, tweet us, email us, go to officiallystreet.com. Leave us comments. Yeah.
Let us know what you think about this episode, your predictions. There's people who give like, you know, their own insight on things that we said. So please feel free to do the same thing, man. Just hit us up.
Well, like I said, till next week, we appreciate the love that we're getting. Just keep showing us that love. That's pretty much it, man. J Omega SO on all social media.
Mm-hmm. It's Sire SO now, again, on Twitter, on SoundCloud, and on Instagram.
Hey, we'll see y'all next week.
We out, y'all.
Hey. 100,000 on my resto. 100,000 on my click, in my click. 100,000 on a nympho. 100,000 just a strip. Hey. 100,000 on my resto. 100,000 on my click, in my click. Hey. 100,000 on a nympho. 100,000 just a strip. Hey. Hey. 100,000, I'ma get it though. Get it though. 100,000, I'ma spend it though. South Bronx from the streets, bitch. Sex tapes, we don't edit those. Nah, all my head is getting paper boy. Money team getting paper boy. Now I'm ballin' like I'm Rafer boy. Like I play for the Lakers, boy. Hey. Tell Manolo I done rose up. Yeah, why the mother rappers froze up. And my flow dry these hoes nuts.